姐妹朋友早安。
Good morning, brothers, sisters, and friends.
Good morning.
Good morning.
你们要亲自体验，就知道耶和华是美善的。
Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
投靠他的人就是有福的。
Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him.
这是我们很多人都非常喜爱的一段经文。
This is a verse many of us love.
诗篇三十四章第八节。
Psalm 34:8.
在这一年将近的时候。
As we draw close to the end of the year.
当我们回顾过去这一年。
When we look back to the entire year.
我相信我们。在生活当中生命里面可能有许多的挑战。
I believe many of us have challenges in our life.
可能有些对我们来说事实上是挑战到压力很大我们觉得不能甚至肩负的这种难处。
Some of us may have faced challenges so big that we feel like we cannot burden it.
但是同样的做神的儿女
But in the same way as God's children,
当我们回想过去这一年
When we look back to the past year,
我们仍然也看见到神的祝福
We also see God's blessings.
我们看见到神的同在
We see God's presence.
我们体验到耶和华的美善
We taste the Lord's goodness.
可能在我自己里面我没有美好的事物，但是只要是神所赐予的，都是美善的。
Maybe in me there is nothing good, but anything that's coming from God is good.
同样，在这个圣诞节将要到的时候
，In the same way as we enter into the Christmas season,
我们都在期待着这个庆祝主耶稣基督诞生的这个季节。
We are all looking forward to the celebration of our Lord Jesus.
就像刚刚 Peter 跟我们分享
Just as Chairman shared with us
主耶稣基督他是神
Our Lord Jesus, he is God
他降世成为人
He came to this world in flesh
成为一个婴孩的样式
He took the image of a baby
这是神拯救人的恩典从天上临到了降临到地上
This is the salvation from God comingonto this world.
神他将他天上的耀眼的光芒赐予了我们在地上的人使我们在黑暗当中能够有光亮光。
It is God who has given us in this world heavenly light so that we can see.
是神的美善。
This is His goodness.
是我们每一个认识主耶稣基督所得到的所经历的。
This is something everyone who believes in Jesus can taste, can experience.
中文的圣经新译本说你要亲自体验耶和华的美善。
In the Bible it says, come and taste the Lord's goodness yourself.
Yeah. 但是呢这节经文在原文里面它所讲的是你要去尝尝主美善的那个滋味。
So the original text, the experience is actually taste, to savor, to taste.
因为这是我们喜爱的。
For this is what we love.
当我们在想到我们要主的美善与我们同在。
When we think of the goodness of the Lord, we want it to be with us.
我们不是只是想要说我知道耶和华是美善的。
It's not just like a knowledge, oh Lord is good.
不是只是说如果有善恶之分的话那当然、神是善的。
It's not just the understanding if there is good and evil, then God is good.
我们作为基督徒我们知道我们要站在善的这一边不是站在恶的这一边。
As Christians, we know that we want to take the good side, not the evil side.
所以我们选一个善的这个方面。
So we pick the good side.
但是神真正要让我们经历的弟兄姐妹不是只是我们对神的美善有一个概念。
But what God truly wants us to experience, not just the concept that He's good.
他要我们去体验 他要让我们去经历，他们要让他要我们去尝到他的美善。
He wants us to experience it, to taste it.
在新约圣经里面，使徒彼得同样对于我们能够体验到或尝到主的美善，他有这样子的分享。
In the same way, in the New Testament, Peter has the same sharing about the goodness of the Lord.
我们今天来看使徒彼得前书。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书第二章第二和第三节。
Chapter 2, verses 2 and 3.
使徒彼得他在圣灵的运作之下，他对我们说出神的话。他说：像出生婴孩爱慕那纯净的灵奶，好叫你们能够靠着他长大进入救恩，因为你们已经体验过主是美善的。
By the movement of the Holy Spirit, Peter says here in this verse, like newborn infantsLong for the pure spiritual milk, that by it you may grow up into salvation, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good.
一个人对神真正的敬虔，或者说一个人是不是属灵的，这件事情总是在他对神话语的爱慕和喜悦当中而看出来的。
Whether a person has genuine godlessness is always marked by a love for and a delight in God's word.
主耶稣基督在约翰福音第八章四十七节那边他说：出于神的就听神的话。
Jesus said in John chapter 8 verse 47, whoever is of God hears the words of God.
那我们知道主耶稣基督在这边说听神的话，包括听和遵行。
Now, of course, we know when Jesus says hear, he means hear and obey.
路加福音十一章二十八节，主耶稣在这边就讲得更清楚了。他就说，一个人得到的祝福，还不如那听神的道而遵守的人，这才最有福。
In Luke 11:28, Jesus made it even clearer. Blessed, rather, are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
我们刚刚读的约翰福音第八章四十七节之后，主耶稣讲的再明白不过了。
So you see, our Lord Jesus made it very clear, in John, 8:47.
因为他那时候对当时的法利赛人，就是他们那个宗教的领袖，他是这样的批评他们。
There he accuses the Pharisees, the religious leaders.
他说：“那出于神的就听神的话，但是你们不听神的话。”是因为你们不出于神。
He says, whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God.
所以一个真正属于神的人，就是那个会听神的话而去行的人。
So whoever truly belongs to God hears and does the words of God.
圣经上面太多太多讲到一个属神的人，一个属灵的人，一个敬虔的人，他对神的话的态度是什么？
In the Bible, there are full of verses describing what a truly godly person's attitude are towards God's word.
雅各在雅各书一章二十二节，他说：“你们应该做行道的人，就是遵守神话语而行出来的人，不要只做听道的人。”
James says in James 1:22.Be doers of the word and not hearers only.
约伯是一个旧约的一卷书。约伯在二十三章十二节里面他说：神嘴唇的命令我没有离弃，我珍藏他口中的言语，胜过我虚用的饮食。
Job in the Old Testament, chapter 23, verse 12 said, I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my necessary food.
那诗人在诗篇一开始的时候，他就说啊，一个属神的人，他是受祝福的，因为他喜爱的是耶和华的律法，他也 昼夜默诵耶和华的律法。
The psalmist said in the very first psalm that the godly man is blessed because his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night.
然后诗篇十九篇第四章，他说：“神的话，诗人说，神的话都比金子更宝贵，比大量的金金更宝贵，比蜜更甜，比蜂房摘下来的蜜更甜。”
Psalm 19 says that the word of God is more desirable than gold, yeah, than much fine gold, and is sweeter also than honey and the drippings of the honeycomb.
这些经文，包括圣经其他许许多多的经文，在这边所描述的就是一个属神的人，他对神的话语是存着喜悦的心，是存着一个渴慕的心。
All of these and many more from Scripture point out that someone who belongs to God must take delight in the Word of God and has a desire for the Word of God.
在整卷圣经当中，我想诗篇第119篇是最能够淋漓尽致的把这个表达出来的。
And I think the richest text that expresses this point is found in Psalm 119.
诗篇119篇，它就是把神话语的这个主题是特别的强调，而且特别的凸显出来。
This Psalm 119 highlights and exalts this theme.
十九节他说：“我喜爱你的律例，我不会忘记你的话。”
In verse 16.
哦，他有放在上面。
Oh, yeah, it says, I will delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word.
24节说，你的法度是我的喜乐。
And verse 24 says, your testimonies are my delight.
35节说，求你领我走在你诫命的路上，因为这是我喜悦的。
Verse 35, lead me in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it.
然后我们如果从97节到103节，我们就听诗人说，我多么爱慕你的律法，我终日不住的默想。你的命令使我比我的仇敌更有智慧，因为你的命令常存在我的里面。我比我所有的老师都明智，因为我默想你的法度。我比老年人更明理，因为我遵守你的训词。我制止我的脚不走任何邪恶的路，为要谨守你的话。我没有偏离你的典章，因为你亲自的教导了我。你的话语在我的上堂多么甜美，在我的口中比蜜蜂更甜。
The psalmist continues from verse 97. Oh, how I love your law! It is my meditation all the day. Your commandment makes me wiser than my enemies, for it is ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the aged, for I keep your precepts. I hold back my feet from every evil way in order to keep your word. I do not turn aside from your rules, for you have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth.
127节说，因此我爱你的命令胜过金子，甚至胜过金金。
And then in verse 127, it says, Therefore, I love your commandments above gold, above fine gold.
174节说，耶和华，我渴慕你的救恩，我喜欢你的律法。
And in verse 174, it says, I long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight.
所以我问你一个问题。
So, let me ask you a question.
这也表达你的心态吗？
Does that express your heart?
这是你的心声吗？
Is that what your heart desires?
这是你的内心的感受吗？
Is that how you feel inside?
这是你心中对神的呼求吗？
Is this your heart's crying?
我是多么的爱慕神啊，我是多么的爱慕你的律例典章，我是多么的爱慕你的话语。
Oh Lord, how I love thy law, how I love your commandments.
神的话语在你的生命当中是比银子更珍贵吗？
Is it true that God's word is more precious to you than silver?
神的话语在你的生命当中是比金子更宝贵吗？
Is it more precious than gold in your life?
想一想。
Let us think about it.
因为今天我们所看的这个经文背后，就是要让我们看到这个主题。
Because that is the question that is behind the text, we are going to study today.
人人都想要能够经历神的美善。
Everybody wants to experience God's goodness.
你知道包括还不信的这个不信耶稣的人，他们都如果知道神的话，他们也都要神的美善啊。
Including those who have not believed in Jesus yet, if they know about God's goodness, they will desire it.
但是神的美善是离不开他的话语的。
But God's goodness cannot be separated from His word.
神的美善是离不开他的话语的。
God's goodness cannot depart from His word.
我们如果要经历神的美善，
if we want to experience God's goodness,
我们如果要尝到神美善的滋味，
if we want to taste how good He is,
那我们要渴慕神的话语，
then we need to desire His word.
我们要追求神的话语，
we need to seek His word.
你知道保罗彼得在彼得前书第一章里面，他给了信徒许许多多的勉励。
You know, in First Peter chapter 1, Peter gave a series of encouragements for believers.
他给这些信徒这些勉励是初信的信徒，就是说，因为你们得救了，因为你们认识了耶稣，所以这是你们在生活上面应该要有的表现。
The series of encouragements Peter gave to new believers in response to the salvation they just received.
第一个他所说的是在所行之事上都要圣洁。
First, he calls believers to be holy in everything they do.
然后他说你们与弟兄姐妹们在教会当中要彼此切实的彼此相爱。
And then he instructs them to love each other.
那现在在第二章他继续的说，就是一个信耶稣的人，他在生命当中一个很自然的一个回应。
And now in chapter 2, he says,Whoever believes in Jesus, there is a natural response.
一个人当我们得救的时候，我们很自然的回应就是我们对神的话语有渴望，而且我们向往神的话。
So upon being saved, a natural response from a believer should be the desire and yearning for his word.
这个在一个基督徒的生命当中应该是有主导性而且有驱动力的。
It should be a dominating driving force in the life of a believer.
我想，我如果接下来这样子讲，你们会认同我的。
I think you can't, you will acknowledge what I'm about to say next.
就是呢，在我们许多人的生活当中
，that in many of our lives,
事实上呢，我们多半缺乏那种渴望。
It's more likely than not that we are lacking in that kind of desire.
有些基督徒啊，可以啊，年复一年，日复一日的没有神的话。
Some Christians can go year after year, day after day, without God's word.
在生命当中。好像没有呈现出让人看不见对神话语的那种喜悦和爱慕。
And in their lives, their lives seemingly demonstrate no delight in, no love for God's word.
所以今天我们看的神的话语对我们就很切身了，就对我们很重要了，是不是？
And thus these passages we study today become very pertinent to us.
你看我们今天读的经文，他第二节他就说要像初生的婴孩要怎么样爱慕那纯净的灵奶。
So, look at verse 2. We ought to long for the pure spiritual milk.
新译本说像初生的婴孩爱慕，好像是一个描述，是一个叙述。
So, in one translation it says,Like an infant, long for the pure spiritual milk. It's like a description.
但是事实上，在原文当中，我们看到的是一个命令式的语气。
But in the original text, it's actually an imperative.
它不是只是说像那出生的婴孩要爱慕灵奶，它是说你要 向出生的婴孩去爱慕这个灵奶。
It's not just a mere description, oh, like a newborn child. It's actually a command. You want to be like newborn child, long for the pure spiritual milk.
这个爱慕的这个动词
So this verb, long for,
带着一个很强烈的语气
It's intense.
你不是淡淡的爱慕
It's not just a vague desire.
你是很强烈的，你很热切的，你去爱慕他。
It's a very strong, very passionate desire.
你是一个对这件事情的渴望，热切到一个好像你非是要得到它不可的这样的一个方式。
You want it so much, you crave it, you have to have it.
这个强烈性，甚至你可以说是身不由己的，你不得不去做的。
So this intensity is very compelling. It's a compelling craving.
所以要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，弟兄姐妹，我们可以这样的去理解它，就是说你要去强烈的去渴望那纯净的灵奶。
So long for the pure spiritual milk, we can paraphrase it and say crave the pure spiritual milk.
这样的一个强烈的渴望。
This is a very strong desire.
在一个旧约的一段诗篇的经文里面，我们很熟悉的，我们可以去看到这样相同的描述。
This kind of craving, we can also see in the Old Testament.
这是诗篇四十二章里面这个诗人描写说：“神啊，我的心要渴慕你，好像鹿渴慕溪水。”
In Psalm 42, it says.As a deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God.
这是对神的一种仰慕。
This is a longing for God.
这是对神的一种渴望。
A craving for God.
诗篇119:174，我们刚读过的时候，他说：“耶和华，我渴慕你的救恩，我喜欢你的律法。”
As we read in Psalm 119:174, it says, I long for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight.
我对神有一种不但是敬仰，我对神有一个渴慕。
I have not only just like
a respect, right?
A respect for God, but a craving for God.
我对神有一种渴慕，然后我对神的话语有相同的这种爱慕。
So I have a craving for God, and I have the same craving for His Word.
我对神和对神话语的这种渴望，就像一只口干舌燥的鹿，它非得要得到那清水的滋润一样。
So my desire, my craving for God and His Word is just like a thirsty deer craves water.
所以彼得前书一章二节，神的话语在这边，事实上对神的儿女的指示。
So in 1 Peter chapter 2, God's word command us.
甚至我们可以说是神对我们的命令，就是说，我们要对他的话语有一种强烈的那种欲望。
Commanding us to have that strong, intense craving for his word.
对一件事物有强烈的渴望，这个概念我们是有的。
I think we all have this concept, of craving.
第一次谈恋爱的时候
When you first fall in love
你对那个人就是有强烈的渴望
You have this craving for that person
甚至今天在你的生活当中生命里面你所爱的人你对他们很自然的就是有一种渴望
And even today, for those you love you have this natural desire for them
我们知道有的时候在这个物质的世界当中，我们也有这种强烈的渴望。
And we know that we also have strong craving in the physical world.
你会不会有时候嘴巴就开始流口水？
Would you sometimes have mouth water?
因为你想到了，哎呀，你之前曾经吃过一种多么美好滋味的那个食物。
So your mouth might water when you think of a special taste of food you've once had.
虽然几年了都没吃到那个好菜。
Even though you haven't had that dish for years.
可是你现在一想到，口水就流出来了。
But once you think of it, your mouth waters.
然后呢，你就老想我怎么样能够去再次得到那个味道。
And then you crave for it.
我们知道我们心中时常会有这种强烈的欲望。
We know that our heart can be full of strong desires.
我们盼望我们能够跟了解我们、接纳我们、愿意跟我们一起建立感情的人在一起。
We long for connection with people who understand us, care for us, accept us.
我们不愿意一个人孤单，然后没人理解。
We don't want to be alone and with no one who understands us.
我们知道我们有这种人际关系的一种强烈的渴望。
We all know we have such a strong desire, for human relationship.
所以神的话在这边说，同样的，我们要有这种强烈的渴望。
So God says here, similarly, you should have an intense desire.
可是渴望什么呢？
For what?
他说要渴望那纯净的灵奶。
For the pure spiritual milk.
也就是说，这是纯净，就是说它是纯正的，它是没有受过污染的。
Pure means it is authentic, unadulterated, and uncontaminated.
奶是生命的泉源呐。
Milk is the source of life.
对一个婴孩来说，奶是他生命的源头。
For a baby, milk is the source of life.
那是他维持生命的养分。
It's nourishment.
所以它一定要是一个纯正的，是要一个没有受污染的。
So it must be pure, must be uncontaminated.
那对他来说才会是好的。
And then it will be good for the baby.
如果你给奶，你拿奶给孩子喝。
But if you feed the baby milk.
但是这个奶是不纯的。
But it's not pure milk.
是受过污染的。
It's contaminated.
那对那个孩子来讲，就是让他受伤害了。
And then it would harm the baby.
所以对一个基督徒来说
So, as Christians,
我们需要那属灵的奶
We need the spiritual milk.
但它需要是纯净的
And it needs to be pure.
它纯净我们才能够得到滋润
So that we can be nourished.
我们的生命才能够得到维护
And then it can become the sustenance of our life.
否则的话同样对我们的生命会造成伤害的
Otherwise,It would harm our life.
那到底这个灵奶是什么呢？
So, what is the spiritual milk?
新美国的这个版本，它的翻译就让我们很清楚地看到，他说这个纯净的灵奶就是神的话语。
There is a version, a Bible version. It is very clear. It says the pure milk of the Word.
这个纯净的灵奶就是神的话语。
So the pure milk is the word of God.
所以如果我们做一个总结的话，我们就知道神在彼得前书第一章第二节里面告诉信徒的，就是你要去渴慕神的话。
So to sum it up, God's word in 1 Peter chapter 2 tells believers that you are to have a craving for the word of God.
你要对神的话有这种强烈的欲望，就是你要得到它。
You need to have this strong, intense desire to get the word of God.
因为这个纯净的灵奶就是那从圣经当中涌流而出来赐你生命的灵奶。
Because the pure spiritual milk that flows from scripture to give you life is God's word.
它赐给你生命。
It gives you life.
它维系你的生命。
It sustains your life.
然后它培育你的生命。
It grows your life.
所以渴慕和追求神的话。
So let us desire and long for the word.
你知道这边这节经文事实上很有意思。
You see, this verse is very interesting.
它并不是说你要去读神的话。
It does not say read the word.
它也不是说你要去学习神的话。
Or study the word.
甚至它不是说你要去默想神的话。
Or even meditate on God's word.
它不是说你要去查考神的话。
It does not say,study the word.
他不说你要去教导神的话。
Or teach the word.
他不说你要去传讲神的话。
Or preach the word.
这些其他一切都很重要啊。
All these are very important.
这些其他一切都在圣经里面是神的指示。
They are all instructions in the Bible.
可是在你去做这些事情之前，有一件事情比他们都更基本。
But before all that, there's something even more basic.
这个最基本的 就是在你去读它之前，在你学习它之前，在你去查考它之前，在你去教导它之前，在你去传讲它之前，你需要什么？你要去爱慕它。
So what is the more, most basic thing before you read it, study it, meditate it, preach it, teach it? You have to long for it.
你要先去爱慕它。
You need to love it.
当一个婴孩出生的时候。
When a baby is born,
这个孩子一生出来的时候
once a baby is born,
他最大的需要就是他需要奶。
His most important need is milk.
他需要吃奶。
The baby needs milk.
所以在一个属灵的层面来讲，在我们灵魂生命的这个层面来讲，我们也同样要跟那个婴孩一样，我们要去吃奶。
So, in a spiritual respect, we also need to be like a newborn baby, crave for milk.
那个婴儿一定要奶啊。
Babies need milk.
婴儿哭为什么？
Why do babies cry?
因为他要奶啊。
For they crave for milk.
我们教会一个弟兄跟他开玩笑。
I joke with a brother in our church.
他说我的孩子啊，刚出生这个孩子老哭。
He said, my newborn baby always cries.
然后有时候老婆就跟我说：“你去哄他吧。”
And sometimes my wife would say, "You go to tend to the baby."
我就跟她说啊，我知道你愿意。
So I said,
所以她也愿意，她也去带那个孩子嘛。
So I told the brother, "I know you are willing."
可是她就哄不了。
But you can't do it.
她怎么哄孩子就怎么哭。
No matter how hard he tries, the baby continues to cry.
问题在哪里？
So I say, what's the issue?
你没有他要的东西。
You don't have what the baby needs.
只有他妈有。
Only the baby's mother has it.
妈妈一抱过来。
So once the mom take the baby,
吃了奶。
Once the baby had milk,
就安静下来。
Then the baby calms down.
那孩子你不给他吃奶，他就是不高兴。
So the baby will always be upset without milk.
他最热切、最渴求的就是能够得到他生命的滋润。
What the baby wants the most with a passion is the nourishment of life.
我们对神的话语要有同样的有这种热切的追求。
We need to have the same passionate desire for God, for the word of God.
这事实上是一件很自然的事情，但是圣经神在他的心意当中特别的又把它讲得这么的明白给我们听。
This is a very natural response, and yet God points this out in the Bible.
所以光在彼得前书第一章第二章这边我们就看见了一个人当我们得到神的救恩的时候
So in 1 Peter chapter 2 we see that upon being saved
我们因为得救了很自然的我们就有这个三方面的反应
In response to salvation we are naturally to have three actions
我们也可以说这是一个基督徒在他的基督徒生命和生活当中一个三个基本的要素。
In other words, there are three basic foundations to Christian living.
第一就是在一切的事上我们都要圣洁。
First, we want to be holy in our conduct.
第二就是我们与弟兄姐妹们之间我们要切实的相爱。
And second, we are to love our brothers and sisters.
那第三呢就是我们要渴慕神的话语。
And third, we are to long for God's word.
这是一个基督徒生命最基本的三个要素。
These are the three basic foundations to Christian life, living.
你知道，我们甚至可以这样说：一个桌子至少要有三只脚才能够站起来。
We may even say that a table needs three legs to stand.
你任何一个这个桌脚取掉了，这个桌子就倒了。
If you get rid of one of the at least three legs, the table will collapse.
这三个要素在一个基督徒的生活当中同样是不可缺少的。
In the same way, a Christian won't be able to stand without all three pursuits.
否则的话呢，你少了一个，你的基督徒的生命就站立不稳了。
If you lack one of the three,Your Christian living is not strong or stable.
你对神的话语有爱慕，有爱慕的心，有这种热切的追求吗？
Do you have such a desire, such craving for God's word?
我们的教会是一个有这种热切追求神话语的教会吗？
Are we a church that craves for God's word?
如果我们都对自己很诚实的来思想，然后来回应这个问题。
If we are honest and we are to answer that question,
你不需要讲出来，你自己心里面的答案是什么
？You don't have to answer out loud, but you know what your answer will be.
你对神话语的追求像是那个孩子追求奶一样吗
？Do you crave the word of God like a baby does milk?
还是说，今天在你的生命当中，你忙碌到一个地步，你事实上连神话语、吸收神话语的时间都没有了
？Or are you so busy that you have no time for God's word？
你已经长时间的没有神的话语，没有圣灵借着他的话语对你说话，而在你的生命、心灵当中，事实上是有一个空虚，是有一个空洞的。
Or have you go on without God's word, without the presence of Holy Spirit, so that in your heart there is an emptiness?
你知道，如果你心里面觉得你有这种空虚，事实上啊，你是一个有方向感的人。
Now, if you sense that emptiness in your heart, then actually you do have a direction.
因为对救恩的一个回应就是我们需要在灵命上面有得到喂养。
For the right response to salvation is the need for the nourishment of God's word.
但是在我们当中，我想是有不少的人心里面的回答是我好像没有这种追求的感觉。
But I think honestly, many of us may our answer may be well, not so much.
那我们要怎么样让我们回到神的话语的面前，回到神自己的面前，让我们对神的话语。对这个属灵的奶能够有这种热切的追求呢
？Then how do we get back to the place where we desire the pure spiritual milk of the word？
我们要怎么样让我们自己不会觉得说，哎呀，都是查经，查经，查经，查经，好像不得不查经，所以才查经
？How can we rid of the feeling that studying Bible is a duty？
然后呢，好像啊，这个学习圣经这件事情对我们来说好像是一个。不得不做的一件好像基督徒的什么例行公事
Or you treat learning about the Bible as something you have to do as a Christian, such a chore.
或者说觉得说今天我们在教会里面，所以呢，既然是教会，我们就只好去多多吸收圣经的知识。
Or is it because you belong to a church, so you have no other choice but to gain the knowledge of the Bible?
怎么样让我们可以改变我们的心态？所以，当我们来到神的话语面前，事实上我们是喜悦的。
And how can we change our attitude so that we can come to God's word with a delight?
今天时间很短了。
Our time is short.
所以我只能给各位几个原则。
So I just want to share with you a few principles.
但是我的盼望和我的祷告，我在这周过去这一周半预备的时候，我为各位的祷告就是。
But in the past.We can have it's my hope and my desire, my pray,
my prayer, for you and our church. 我们今天自己，我们是要回应神的话。
My prayer is that we want to respond to God's word.
我们要来回应圣灵借着他的话在我们心中所有的带领和感动。
We should respond to the Holy Spirit as he speaks to us and he moves us.
然后呢，你会愿意让神在你的心中
And then you allow the Lord to work in your heart.
所以我们怎么样能够重新拾回对神话语的这种爱慕呢
？So how do we get back to that longing for God's word?
第一，我们要清除在生命当中的垃圾食物。
First, we need to get rid of the junk food in our life.
今天的基督徒，很多时候我想我们失去对神话语的那种爱慕，是因为我们已经吃太多垃圾食物了。
I think one of the ways Christians today lost the longing to God's word is that because we are fed up by many other junk food.
垃圾食物从哪里来
Where does the junk food come from?
抖音
From TikTok.
你看你们都在笑，因为你们都吃。
You laugh because
我也吃啊，所以我知道。
Because you eat that junk food.
YouTube 的那种短片。
YouTube shorts.
或者说是呢，这个世界上面，这个社会上面，他们的一种这个文化，或者是他们想要施发的这种思想的范围，然后呢，就在这个报章杂志上面、电视、电影，或者是任何的这个传媒上面，在猛烈的在喂我们。
Or those are some junk food that's forced down our throat by the world from the news, movies, internet articles, worldly ideologies and propagandas.
今天看到太多的电影和电视剧，里面太多充斥的是违背神的心意、抵制神话语，而且是走入死亡的那个方向的那种思想。
So in today's movies and shows, they're full of the kind of ideology that's against the Lord, and that would lead us to corruption.
虽然我们只是把它当成娱乐在看待
，even though we view them as entertainment.
可是它是垃圾
，but they are junk.
垃圾食物蛮好吃的
，junk food can taste good.
Potato chips are good, right? 那炸什么？炸薯片。
Yeah.
很好吃，对不对
？Yeah, fries are good.
冰淇淋很好吃啊。
Ice cream tastes wonderful.
你不能天天吃，每餐都吃啊。
But you can't eat ice cream every day for every meal.
你可以把它当成一个享受的娱乐，可是你不能多吃啊，你要注意啊。
It can be an indulgement, but you can't do it regularly.
在这个社会上面，大家都用手机这个传媒上面所发送出来的信息，有些是正确的，有些是假的，但是我们全部都在吸收。
In today's society, you know, from our cell phone, there are full. It gives us all sorts of information, some true, some false, but we take them all in.
你要先认清这是垃圾食物。
But you have to recognize these are junk food.
好，纯净的食物在这里。
And the pure food is here in the Bible.
有的时候，我们的这些垃圾食物是从这个世俗的社会上面，或者不认识神的那里，我们所接受到的。
Sometimes we receive the junk food from the secular world.
但是呢，有些时候啊，一些所谓基督教或基督徒的一些讲到属灵的事情，事实上也是垃圾。
And some of the junk food might even be from the supposedly spiritual and Christian materials.
但是当我们回到神的话语的面前
，But when we come back to God's word,
可是我吃不下了。
Then we're too stuffed to take the spiritual milk.
我已经太饱，我太胀了，所以呢，我没有办法分辨什么是好的，分辨什么是不好的，然后我已经没有这个余力去吸收我应该要吸收的。
I'm so full that I don't have the ability to discern the truth from the falsehood, and I don't have the appetite to digest and take in God's word.
没食欲了。
I lose my appetite.
所以我们要把我们生命当中的垃圾食物除掉。
So we need to get rid of junk food in our lives.
第二，我们要记得我们生命的来源。
Second, we need to remember the source of our life.
在彼得前书第一章里面，他就说了，他说啊，我们要不能够忘记神的话语，为什么？
So in 1 Peter, it says we cannot forget God's word. Why?
因为第一章第二十五节告诉我们说，这个福音就是神所赐给我们的好消息，就是那对你们传讲的，传讲的什么？神的话。
In 1 Peter 1:25, it says it is the good news that was preached to you, the word of God that was preached to you.
然后二十三节呢，就说是这个借着我们的得救是借着神永远长存的道。
Verse 23 says, "It is through the living and abiding Word of God."
是借着神永远长存的道，所以我们才得到了重生。
It's through the living and abiding Word of God that you have been born again.
在每一个人的生命当中，在基督徒的生命当中，在我们人生当中最重要的那个时刻，就是我们得了重生。
In a Christian life, the most important moment in our life is when we were born again.
我们有了这个新的生命。
We have this new life.
我们经历到了从我们灵魂深处有的生命层次上面的改变。
We experience this soul transformation in the deepest of our hearts.
我们认识了爱我们的主。
We know the God who loves us.
我们有一个永生的盼望。
We now have an eternal hope.
这一切都是因为神的话对我们传扬了。
All these come from the preaching of God's word.
所以在第二章里面，彼得才说：“因此你要去爱慕那清洁的灵奶。”
That's why in chapter 2, Peter says, "So long for the pure spiritual milk, which is the word of God."
因为你们的得救就是从神的话而来的，所以今天你们要去爱慕神的话。
Because your salvation comes from God's word, therefore you want to long for His word.
因为神的话拯救了你。
For God's word saved you.
因为神的话改变了你。
Changed you.
因为神的话是你生命的源头。
God's word is the origin of your life.
所以神的话是你生命的力量。
Therefore, God's word should also be the power of your life.
你要去爱慕它。
You need to love it.
很多时候，当我们不去爱慕，或者没有那个对神话语爱慕的心，弟兄姐妹，是因为我们已经忘了神借着他话语所赐给我们的一切的祝福。
Oftentimes, we don't desire or long for God's word is because we've forgotten the blessing the word of God has brought to our lives.
你愿意过一个没有神话语的基督徒生活吗？
Are you going to live your Christian life without the word of God?
还是因为你已经忘记了过去神借着他的话语在你生命当中所做的奇妙的带领和供应？
Have you forgotten that God's word has done wonderful things in your life?
要记得你生命的来源。
You need to remember your life source.
第三，就是要面对和承认你是有需要的。
Third,You need to recognize and admit your need.
第二节就不是说吗？第二节说要像那出生的婴孩。
Verse 2 says, be like a newborn baby.
那出生的婴孩是很，事实上是很软弱，很有需要的。
Newborn babies are fragile. They are full of needs.
我们刚刚讲过，你看孩子出生的时候，他们就哭。
So just as I mentioned, babies once they were born, they start crying.
孩子哭是为什么？
Why are they crying?
他不喜欢他的那个婴儿床，他觉得那个颜色不对吗？
Is it because he doesn't like the color of his crib?
是因为他哭，是因为他说，我需要那个可爱的帽子和那个可爱的袜子吗？
The baby cries, is it because she wants the lovely hats and cute socks?
还是这个男孩子说，你怎么没给我一颗球啊？
Or the baby boy wants a ball.
哦，孩子说，怎么你没给我一个 iPad?
Or the baby says, "Where is my iPad?"
很多人以为孩子需要那个。
Many people actually think.
所以你婴儿出生的时候送的就是这些东西。
That's what new babies need, and therefore they gift the parents such things.
可是这个出生的婴孩需要什么？
But what does the baby actually want?
他要什么呢？
What does the baby want?
就一件嘛，就一件事。
Just one thing.
他要喝他妈的奶。
Mother's milk.
所以他们就总要找他的妈妈。
And that's why baby always goes to their mother.
因为只有妈妈可以喂他。
Because only their mother can feed them.
只有妈妈有她需要的。
Only mother has what they actually need.
所以他渴求的就是那他需要的。
That's why he longs for what he needs.
这也是他生命当中最需要，是最不可或缺的，对不对？
This is the one thing the baby longs for the most.
所以作为基督徒弟兄姐妹，我们要有这样的一个心态啊。
So brothers and sisters, as Christians, we also have the same attitude.
我们也是有软弱的地方。
We also have some vulnerabilities in our life.
我们有需要。
We have needs.
所以我要去追求呢，能够让我的生命成长维护我生命的。
That's why we need to seek for the thing that can nourish our life.
那是因为你看重你的生命啊。
That's because you value your life.
你看重你的生命，所以你承认你的需要，所以你要去得到能够维护你生命的。
You value your life, so you recognize and admit your need, and therefore you long for what can satisfy your need.
所以你要去喂那个生命。
Therefore, you need to feed your life.
你要用神的话来喂养你的生命。
Using God's word to feed your life.
第四
，Fourth，
我们要追求灵命的成长。
We need to pursue spiritual growth.
第二节他说，第二节他说，你要渴慕灵奶，
Verse 2 says, you should long for spiritual milk.
好叫你们能够靠他长大，进入到救恩。
So that you can grow and enter into salvation.
我们不但是要维护这个生命。
We not only need to sustain this life.
我们要生命成长。
We also want the life to grow.
这是一个追求。
This is a pursuit.
你有没有看过一个不想长大的孩子？
Have you ever encountered a kid that does not want to grow up?
父母要给他吃食物，他就不要食物，他只喝奶。
And have you met a child who refuses food and just want to drink milk?
三岁了还吃奶。
3-year-old still wants to just drink milk only.
你有没有看过五岁的还在喝吃他妈奶的孩子
？Or even a 5-year-old sustained by mother's milk?
我之前在那个业界的时候，我有一个同事。
When I was in industry, I had a colleague.
他就到五岁还在喂他是妈妈做妈妈的，他五岁还在喂他的孩子。
She, as a mother, she's feeding her, her child, even when the child is
5 years old. 我说你的孩子只吃你的奶吗？
So I'm so surprised. I said, well, does your child only drink your milk?
他那个孩子肯定不健康啊。
The child must be malnourished.
他说不是，他当然吃普通的食物，只是他想要奶的时候我还喂。
She said, no, of course, the child eats other food. It's just that I still let the child drink my milk when the baby needs.
有些人的脸好像觉得这不正常。
Some of your faces were shocked.
就是不正常。
This is not normal.
那我们知道这不正常，可是你想到自己属灵的生命的时候，为什么就不知道这不正常了呢？
So if you think that's not normal when we think about our spiritual life, we should also have the same reaction.
没有追求生命的成长。
If you don't pursue growth of life,
你知道对一个基督徒来讲，当你的生命不成长的时候，你的生命就是在衰退当中啊。
So as a Christian, if your spiritual life does not grow, you are actually in decline.
因为我们要靠着神的话语才能够成长，能够进入救恩，所以我们要追求灵命的成长。
Because we have to grow spiritually by God's word to enter into salvation, therefore we want to pursue spiritual growth.
任何有生命的东西都是成长的。
Anything that is living.Grows.
那个不成长的东西，要不然就是死了，要不然就是朝着死亡当中在进行。
The things that do not grow are things that are dead or being on their way being dead.
那因为我们不要做死人，我们也不要朝着死亡去前进，所以我们要追求我们的成长。
Because we don't want to be dead or on the way to being dead.We want to pursue our spiritual growth.
所以开始渴慕神的话，使得我们能够成长。
So let us long for the word of God so that we can grow.
最后第五个就是我们要记得我们从神那得到的祝福。
Fifth and the last, we need to remember our blessings from God.
你看他说你要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，你要爱慕神的话。第三节，因为你们已经体验过。主是美善的。
Verse 3 says, long for the pure spiritual milk of the word, if you've tasted the kindness of the word.
这句话彼得不是想到的，就是诗篇第34篇里面第八节所讲的吗？你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，你要体验主恩的这个主的美善。
I'm sure Peter here is reminded of Psalm 34, verse 8, taste and see that the Lord is good.
你回想过去，自从认识了耶稣的那一刹那。
Recall the moment you know you get to know Jesus.
主的美善就被你体会到了。
You tasted the Lord's goodness.
你的生命里面有了一个更新。
Your life is renewed.
你的思想里面有了转变。
Your thoughts were transformed.
你在你人生的路程当中，不论是你的求学，不论是你的这个择偶，不论是你的工作，不论是你的家庭，你看见神丰富美善的供应。
So in your life choices, whether it's your study, your choosing of a spouse, your career choices, you see the goodness of Lord.
你已经体验过了。
You've experienced it.
你体验了主的美善。
you experience the Lord's goodness.
难道今天你只说哦，过去神对我很好？
So how could you today say, well, in the past, the Lord is good?
那这样就够了，
and that's enough.
哎呀，当初我认识主耶稣基督得到救恩的时候，我心里面是何等的充满，何等的丰富，何等的喜乐。可是那是过去了，现在不要了。
The moment I was saved, my hearts are full of joy. Full, it's like my hearts are so rich, but it's in the past.
这是不可能的。
And then you forget about it now. That's impossible.
我因为想到过去神的美善是何等的美好的滋味，我要，而且我要更多。
Because I remember the sweetness of God's goodness, now I want more.
你如果尝到了主美善的滋味，弟兄姐妹，你只会要更多啊。
Once you've tasted the goodness of God, you have no choice but to want more.
如果有人从欧洲回来，
If someone comes back from Europe,
带给你那维也纳手工制作的那个巧克力，
and they bring to you as gift the handcrafted chocolate from Vienna,
一口五块美金。
One bite, $5.
你吃了一口。
You took one bite.
你就停下来。
And then you stopped.
No.
No.
It's gone. 对不对？如果人家说你只吃一口，你怎么样？你一口就整块都吃掉了。
So, no, you can't stop at one bite. You will eat the entire thing.
好的东西的滋味，当我们尝到了，我们只会想要更多，是不是？
Once we tasted the goodness of things,We want more.
所以我们要去尝主恩的滋味。
That is why we want to taste the goodness of God.
我们要记得主恩的滋味。
And we want to remember the goodness of God.
我们要记得神的怜悯。
We need to remember God's mercy.
我们要纪念到神的恩典。
His grace.
我们要纪念到神的祝福。
Remember His blessings.
我们纪念到神在我们的生活，不但是我们的精神、情感、物质一切上面神的美好。
We need to remember the goodness of God in every aspect of our life.
因为你已经体验过主恩的滋味，因为你知道主的美善，所以你要去渴慕神的话语。
Because you've tasted the sweetness of God's word and the goodness of our Lord, so you want to seek His word.
让我们重新拾回对神话语的那种热切。
So let us get back the passion we have for God's word.
清除我们生命中的垃圾食物。
Let us get rid of the junk food in our lives.
事实上，这些都蛮简单的。记得你生命的来源。
These are simple. Remember the source of your life.
面对和承认我们的需要。
Acknowledge and admit our need.
不要以为我们都已经很成熟了，我们很属灵了，圣经都读过好几遍了。
Don't presume that you are already very mature. You've read the Bible several times.
因为那就是撒旦对你的谎言，告诉你说你不用再成长了。
For that's the lies from Satan saying that you don't need to grow.
追求你灵命的成长。
Pursue your spiritual growth.
没有成长就是后退。
If you don't move forward, you are lagging behind.
最后要记得神的美善，神的祝福。
Finally, remember God's goodness and His blessings.
愿我们每个人在圣灵的光照之下，都愿意朝这个方向去努力。
May all of us, by the movement of the Holy Spirit.Have a willing heart to move towards this direction. Let us pray.
父神，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
主，你今天借着你自己的话语，你提醒我们。
Lord, through your own word today, you remind us.
你是美善的神。
You are a good God.
但是你的美善是你要让我们体验的。
And your goodness, it is your desire you want us to experience it.
我们做神的儿女的，我们都已经尝过主你美善的滋味。
As your children, we have all tasted your goodness.
我们更要在我们的每日的生命当中，在我们的未来的生活当中，主，我们只要说我们要有更多。
And we want more in all our lives tomorrow.
主，你的美善和你的美好不在你话语之外。
Oh Lord, your goodness and your wonderfulness is not outside of your word.
一个没有你话语的地方。就像是一块平原变成沙漠。
a place without your word is like a barren land.
一个没有你话语的地方，河水就变冰川。
And the river is frozen up.
主，一个没有你话语的生命是暗淡无光的。
A life without your word is dim.
但是你的话语是，但是有你话语的地方，就是有光明的地方。
And wherever your word is, the place is full of light.
就是有活力的地方。
Full of life.
就是有盼望的地方。
Full of hope.
就是有你美善的地方。
Full of your goodness.
求主你圣灵感动我们。
May your Holy Spirit touch us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.